How do I say goodbye to what we
Now, back to the King David Show on 1010 CBS Sports Radio.
The good time that made us
We're willing to do whatever it takes to win. We've never had a Buck player leave because of money. Who they think they talking to? Man, I'm a lifer at this thing. Man, I rep the Bucks no matter what. From the day I understood what it was like to be passionate about something, I've been all Bucks. Back before the Glazers bought this team, sorry, Joel, can't pull the wool over my eyes. I've been watching it too long. Sorry, Mark. Okay, they fired Raheem. I understand it. You lose 10 games in a row in the National Football League. As a head coach, there's a high percentage chance that's what's going to happen. Okay, I get that. But I'm not just going to sit here and let everything else that happened go unsaid. Really? Just to recap, Mark Dominic, yeah, he sabotaged Doug Williams. He didn't want anybody on the evaluation side that had enough credibility and had a resume and he didn't bring in that could go against what he wanted to do from a personnel standpoint. Okay, look at Mark Dominic's resume. He's earned the right to make that decision. But so far, Mark Dominic has failed. He's failed. Don't make me go down this list of guys now. Mike Clayton, Derek Ward, Quincy Black. We gave a punter big money. We drafted a punter last year. How many defensive linemen are we going to draft, Mark? Let's go back to Josh Freeman. Don't forget Roy Miller, Cal Moore that year. Brian Price, Gerald McCoy the next year. Adrian Claiborne, Daquan Bowers the next year. How many D linemen are we going to draft? Craig Lumpkin, I remember that. Yeah, the Bucs staff that you just got rid of, they wanted to bring back Cadillac Williams. But Mark Dominic, who said in his press conference, it's my job to acquire talent, he thought that Craig Lumpkin could get it done. Oh, yeah, Raheem Morris wanted to bring Barrett Rude back. Because he knew we're probably going to draft a linebacker, and if we keep Barrett, you know what, at least the guy got somebody to learn under. Because if it's one guy I trust that at least knows what he's doing on the defense, it's Barrett Rude. But no, Mark Dominic. He's the elite, top-level, top-shelf talent evaluator. He said, no, we don't need Barrett Rude. I'm going to pay Quincy Black. Oh, okay. And as we move forward, this is what I'm supposed to believe in and trust in? I'm supposed to believe that Mark Dominic is going to be objective in this coaching search and go out and get a head coach that's qualified, that's competent, that's not going to just acquiesce what it is that Mark wants to do so that he can get the job. Oh, because believe me, you now, Mark Dominic is real smart. There's no way he's bringing a new head coach in that has a legitimacy to question what he's doing from a personnel side. Joe Glazer, really? I almost broke my flat screen when I heard Joe Glazer say this yesterday. There's never been a Buck player that left because of money. And a lot of times, you know, I'm very critical of the guys that cover the Bucks locally. This is why. All of you clowns are sitting there in the press conference and not one of you thought to ask, well, Joe, what about Warrick Dunn? What about Warren Sapp, Joel? What about John Lynch, Joel? Like, I just don't get it. And I'm over the fact that they fired Raheem. Okay, it is what it is. I'm glad Raheem got the opportunity. He made some mistakes along the way. I'll be the first one to admit that there are some things that he didn't do well. But don't sit here and give me it's the coach's fault when the players quit. Like, that's the dumbest argument I ever heard in my life. How many of you go to work every day and don't like your boss? A whole bunch of you. That don't give you a pass to not do your job while you're at work, does it? Last time I checked, all 53 people on the active roster and everybody that we have on IR, practice squad, they still got to check every week, right? So half of that responsibility falls on the individual, the athlete. Because I know a whole lot of you are at work or going to work or left work or be at work tomorrow, and you can't stand your boss. But I know one thing, you better do your job. I mean, I've never been as frustrated as a Buck fan as I am now. You know, I've made the little analogies along the way. I've told you guys they asked Raheem to make lemonade with no lemons or sugar. And, you know, I told you guys before the season started, I said if this thing don't work, it was going to all fall on Raheem. You don't think that? I mean, have you guys learned anything over there? Didn't we make a split-second emotional decision on Tony Dungy because we lost to Philadelphia for the second year straight? How did that work out? Yeah, we won a Super Bowl, but okay, whatever. Didn't we make a split-second decision on John Gruden? I mean, I dislike John Gruden as much as NX-Man. Having said that, when John Gruden got fired, I didn't think that firing was justified. It's not about that they did it. I'm just saying when they did it. Then you hire Raheem. If you're going to hire Raheem, let Raheem control his own destiny. Don't hire the young man and then go out and tell him who his coordinators are going to be and who his position coaches are going to be, and then get up in front of all of us and act like, well, you know, the way we played, you know, the last parts of the season. I mean, it was, you know, it's just like it would have been better to lose close. Like, I am petrified as a fan of this organization because I have no confidence in the general manager or ownership as we move forward. And that's what my entire rant is about. What have the Glazers and Mark Domenech done in the recent history that would make me want to trust them with my emotions as we move forward? Now, they just got up in front of me and told me they fired Raheem Morris because we lost 10 games in a row. They made a decision based upon an immediate past event that they weren't going to stay with him going forward. So I'm going to judge them based upon what they've done in the immediate past. And right now, I see one of the cheapest ownership groups in all of professional sports. I'm not just talking football. Joe Glazer really said, well, at 10-6, you know, we thought, you know, everything was right. That don't mean you don't improve the roster, does it? Why would I feel comfortable as a Buck fan with Mark Domenech heading the coaching search? Somebody please explain that to me. Okay, if you guys think that Raheem Morris should have got fired, Mark Domenech hired him. Mark Domenech decided that Jeff Jagodinski was a good offensive coordinator. How did that work? Mark Domenech decided that Jim Bates was a good defensive coordinator. How did that work? So why would I have faith as a Buck fan with Mark Domenech still making the decisions for this organization? Why would I believe in an ownership group that's just going to bold-faced lie to me at a press conference yesterday? Joe Glazer said, and I quote, "There's never been a Buck player leave because of money. Drafted Buck player." Now, I'm just trying to figure out, John Lynch had some real good seasons in Denver after he left Tampa. So you mean to tell me we offered him more money and he decided I just wanted to be out in Denver? Warren Sapp had some good seasons when he went to Oakland. Oh, but he left because Tampa offered him more money than Oakland did. Warrick Dunn, in his prime, went to the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, but Joe Glazer, based on what you said, he went there because he wanted to take less money to be a Falcon. So pardon me if I find comedy in a lot of the things that Joe Glazer and Mark Domenech had to say yesterday. I've been on this show for the last 6 weeks pleading with someone to please help me find Mark Domenech. He's been in witness protection. He's been in protective custody. Where has he been? This time last year, you know what? He was everywhere on everything. So, you know, he listens to the show. He addressed it. He said, some people have been wondering where I've been. I've been up in the office, you know, watching film, evaluating players. Mark, you mean to tell me you were that busy evaluating guys that you brought in? I mean, this wasn't a partnership between you and Raheem now. You were in charge of the talent. Because if this was a partnership, Barrett Rood would have been a member of this Buccaneer team. But you decided, Mark Dominic, that we didn't need Barrett Rood and we should pay Quincy Black. If this was a partnership, Cadillac Williams would have been a part of this team. But you decided, Mark Dominic, that you know what? We don't need Cadillac Williams. We have Craig Lumpkin. All I ask for is that you would have given Raheem Morris an opportunity to control his own destiny. And if you weren't going to do that, then stand by him if it didn't work. And so now with all of these flim-flam decisions and mistakes, I'm supposed to trust Mark Dominic moving forward? I'm supposed to believe in the fact that Joel Glazer told me they're willing to do whatever to win? Really? I still at no point heard anyone say we're going to be active in free agency this year. And you know what? We probably won't be active in free agency because they know if they go out and are active in free agency, they're admitting that we did a bad job evaluating guys on the current roster. I hear all the arguments, yeah, the players quit. What do you mean they quit? It's some bosses out there that you work for that you don't like. That doesn't negate your responsibility to go to work and do a good job, does it? But if you're not good at what you do, regardless of who your boss is, you're not going to be good at your job. It's the King David Show. If you guys want to hit us up, 888-44-1010, 727-579-1010. Text into the show at 44010. You guys can join the congregation on Twitter at Real Sean King. See, you guys forget, I'm a lifer. You know, this in the area that I came to get a job. Like, I'm a lifer. I've been a Buck fan back before anybody knew who I was but my mom and daddy. Like, I've watched this thing be all kind of different levels of success and failure. I was in the stadium back in the old sombrero when they had bags on the head. So, Joel Glazer, don't get up and talk to me like I'm unintelligent, like I'm incapable of deciphering what it is that you're really saying. Like, really? I have no faith in Mark Dominic making this decision. Oh, Mark Dominic's going to head the coaching search now. Really? So what makes me believe that Mark Dominic is going to go out and get the right coach? Get the guy that's best for the job. Mark Dominic's going to go out and try and get the guy that's best for the job, but who's not going to go against him in his position of power? And if you think I'm lying, then I ain't heard Mark Dominic stand up for Raheem at any point through this 10-game massacre that we've been on. Oh, yeah, he's obligated to get up there and say, well, you know, we want to thank Raheem, you know, for his hard work, his passion, his dedication. We felt at the time that as an organization, you know, we wanted to move in a different direction. I would have respected you more, Mark, if you would have got up and said, you know what, I failed. But sometimes in this business, someone takes the fall that might not be totally at fault. Now, I've got an obligation to do a better job as we move forward in acquiring talent. I've made some mistakes. I missed on evaluating some of the guys currently on this roster. I've learned a lot. But you weren't going to get that from Mark. I mean, because he was up in his office watching tape. Didn't he bring in all these guys? How much tape can you watch? You hired them. Like, don't you interview guys, you know, when it's a job opening and then you get the best candidate and you bring him in? So after you bring him in, you still evaluating him? Oh, so you didn't watch the tape the first time. This is the lowest day as a Buck fan in my existence. And I told you I was going in today because I'm scared. I'm afraid that the people in positions of power for the team that I love are not capable of making the correct decisions on a consistent basis. That bothers me.